a few years ago, I started having some chest pain when I would walk. And I went to my GP, who said that it was either some sort of heart problem or it was heartburn. And the way to tell the difference is to do something called a stress test. And unfortunately, this was pre-Obamacare days, and I had no health insurance. And the stress test cost about $1,100. And so I presumed that the problem was heartburn. And I recognize how stupid that is. And I also recognize that that's how people who don't have health insurance make decisions that affect their life. And I became the best heartburn patient there is in the world. And it didn't help. And then a few months later, Obamacare kicked in. I got my coverage. I went in and spectacularly failed a stress test. So then I went to a cardiologist, and they said that I had clogged arteries, and they put in a stent. And the point is that, well, the first point is I can't imagine any other circumstance in which any person or group of people would pretend that a major life-threatening problem actually is something minor, because that makes it easier to deal with. I mean, I can't imagine that people would do that about the murder of the planet or global warming or mass extinction or anything else, pretend the problem isn't there. So there's a couple things from this. One is that it's like a doctor friend of mine says, the first step toward, no, what he says is, it's like a doctor friend of mine says, proper diagnosis is the first step toward correct treatment. And if you misdiagnose, then you won't get the right, you won't treat it correctly. And the other thing having to do with that is that, just to say explicitly, that if you don't, look, I have Crohn's disease, and the day that I learned I had Crohn's disease was in many ways the worst day of my life. But at the same time, it made sense of the symptoms. And so there's a sense in which it's really sad to hear, yes, I have Crohn's disease. And there's another sense in which it's like, okay, now we know what the problem is. We can do something about it. We can get a stent in this other case. Or also, I remember in my early 30s, or late 20s, was when I first encountered Judith Herman's work. And when I first encountered a friend of mine called up and said that she had heard about this thing called complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And she started reading off some of the symptoms, and we were both in awe, because here was someone describing a constellation of symptoms that fit us. And once we knew that, once we had been able to make meaning of, to find the umbrella that covered that constellation of symptoms, to mix metaphors, we could move forward, and we weren't treating all these symptoms individually. It may be painful in the short term to face reality, but in the long term, it is nearly always better to have reality-based solutions than it is to have solutions based on one's fantasies and one's wishful thinking.